Go to our next guest of the day, Vice President of Philanthropy for the Catholic Leadership Institute, Chad Pettacore, joins me. Hey, Chad.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for coming on. Look, I saw your impact report. It was forwarded to me the other day, and I thought, my goodness, what are these people not doing? You busy, but there's a lot of great things that you guys have done and continue to do, especially even in the midst of this pandemic. But first of all, take a 30,000-foot view, if you would, for us. What is the Catholic Leadership Institute?
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate the compliment and the opportunity to share that with you this morning. You know, the Catholic Leadership Institute has been providing world-class leadership, training, formation, and consulting services to our Catholic Church for 30 years, and it's been a pleasure to do so. And I think our ministry over the years has evolved to meet the greatest needs in the Church, whatever they may be. And I think that's unique about us and one of the things that distinguishes us.
So the report talks about the Disciple Maker Index survey and states some statistics for surveying Catholics in the United States. Talk a little bit about the Disciple Maker Index. What is it?
Thanks, John. The Disciple Maker Index is a tool that we utilize. It's a 75-question survey that we've now translated into 13 languages, and we provide it to parishes and get parishioners' feedback about their relationship with their parish, where they are on their own spiritual journeys, a little bit about some of their beliefs. And right now is probably the largest research project in the Catholic Church. And it's just been a great tool for us to deliver to the Church to allow parishes, to allow dioceses to make really strategic decisions based on data and information coming directly from parishioners. You know, it helps us to see what's working and what's not in these parish communities. But even more importantly, it really allows us to analyze and look at what are some of the hallmarks of the dynamic and vibrant parishes around the country. What makes them up? What are some of the things that are important about them? But even more importantly, how can we duplicate that in other parishes around the country that aren't having that same level of success?
Give us a couple things that are working and a couple things you found that are not working.
You know, it's really interesting, some of our statistics, John. You know, if someone is someone is 11 times more likely to recommend their parish if they recommend their pastor. So clearly, the leadership of our priests in the parishes has a significant influence on a parishioner's own interaction with their parish and excitement about it. I think, you know, one of the simple things we look at when we look at how parishioners are interacting with their parishes, you know, frequency of confession plays a large role in an individual's spiritual journey. And, you know, you go around the country in different parishes, you know, maybe you have several parishes within a 10-mile radius, and they all offer confession at 4:45 or 3:45 on Saturday. In places where parishes are doing things a little bit differently, like offering confession at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the participation in a sacrament like that dramatically increases and changes those parishioners' spiritual journey and relationship with their parish, and really more importantly, relationship with Christ.
What are parishes you're finding really need help in? What areas?
You know, right now parishes are all dealing with the challenges of the current pandemic. And so one of the things we focused on with parishes is helping them make really smart decisions about how to engage parishioners when mass attendance is limited, when they don't have the same interaction that they did before this all started. So places that are really embracing that. You know, a parish in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia had drive-through Mother's Day blessings in May at the beginning of the pandemic. And it was just a wonderful thing to see, a very creative way for parishes to embrace parishioners. And so really helping them at this point make decisions that are going to bring individuals back to church, that are going to help people experience their faith, given all the challenges that we have with personal interactions right now.
What are some of the main initiatives going forward, especially in these times right now, that the CLI, the Catholic Leadership Institute, is going to be doing?
Yeah, John, thanks. That's a big question. I mean, I think there's three really important things that we're working on. One is our parish-based ministry, which we call Next Generation Parish. And we found that it requires, you know, affecting positive change in parish communities requires a comprehensive accompaniment of those parishes and her leaders through a process of change. And so the Next Generation Parish is a 4-year journey with parishes to help them look at their own community and to do the things that I mentioned before that the Disciple Maker Index shows us, which is what are the hallmarks of a great parish and how do you duplicate that in other places? Another thing that we're excited about is our Call for More ministry. And Call for More is a tool or resource that we're bringing to the church that is really transforming the way that priests are assigned to parishes based on real data. I talked about the Disciple Maker Index, but also the Call for More allows us to support our priests and provides them with individual growth plans. You know, John, we would talk in the corporate world, business world about career paths on a regular basis, but that's not always true within the church. And priests don't necessarily have those. So giving them an individual growth plan that shows them a path for their own leadership and how to improve those skills is really important. And so our Call for More ministry is a pilot now and are delivering that and increasing the diocese that we're providing that across the country right now. So those are two areas where we're really excited and anxious to continue our work with the church.
How are priests responding to that?
You know, that's been one of the greatest things is the feedback that we get from priests. You know, at this point, over 700 priests have participated in that Call for More ministry. And one of the things that they're grateful for is really the opportunity, one, to interact with each other in fraternity and share some of their challenges that they're each having in their own ministry and share best practices and ways to overcome those. But we also pair those priests with coaches and mentors within their own diocese. So a chance to talk to someone about their ministry, about their growth, about what's happening and bounce some ideas and really give them the support that they need. And so the feedback that we've been getting is that's been a great process for them and something that they've been enjoying and are anxious to continue.
You make this really easy on people. I mean, you've got an online platform that you go in, you know, put your email and then create a password. Is this for the everyday Catholic? Can someone at least find something in CLI that they can participate in?
I think we try to provide as many opportunities as possible for parishioners to help us with our ministry. You know, every parishioner could play a role in their parish in some way, shape, or form, and certainly reaching out to us and participating in the Disciple Maker Index or asking how we can help their parish is something that we really enjoy doing with parishioners and giving them that opportunity. So, yes, anyone can work with us. Anyone can help us with our ministry. We're always looking for volunteers to help us. We're a very small team. And so having volunteers and friends and Catholic leaders across the country help us is absolutely critical for us.
Where do you see CLI in 10 years?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, you know, John, you asked about our ministry and some of the things we're excited about. I think in 10 years' time, we will have worked with 30 dioceses or more across the country to deliver Next Generation Parish and Call for More. And within that time, would have impacted thousands of parishes and priests, and likely more than 6 million parishioners across the country would have interacted with us in some way. And so I'd like to think that based on what we're doing, despite the challenges that we're going through now, we're going to see a church that has an engaged parishioners, that have priests that are better supported in their ministry, and a church that's making really smart decisions based on data and information that really allows us to have some positive change and bring people closer to Christ on a more regular basis.
What's your website?
CatholicLeaders.org.
CatholicLeaders.org, friend. It's very friendly and easy to use website. Very clean as well. You just go to it and everything just kind of pops out there. Yeah, there's a client portal that called for more. There's a space for bishops and priests and pastors and church leaders. If you are one of those in those areas, go there. CatholicLeaders.org. Maybe send a little note on to the Catholic leadership team at your parish or in the diocese. There's a lot of good that's really coming out of this organization. I was impressed. I tell you, you know, I get a lot of things forwarded to me, and I maybe will schedule 20-25% of them, but this one was immediate. The work you guys are doing is pretty great. Keep up the good work, all right, Chad?
Well, John, we thank you and certainly appreciate the opportunity to share what we're doing.
Chad Petticord, everyone, Vice President of Philanthropy for the Catholic Leadership Institute. What a great organization.